Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there. Here we go. I was done.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Morning to all of you bloggers out there. It is a blessing to be with you today as we have come to you again one more time from Word Outreach International, which is now His Report International. Amen. I'm Dr. J.O. Robinson, and I just want to say that I am glad to be back with you guys again. I want to tell you that I love you. We're going to shout out to all of our friends and all of the people who listen to us on the Fridays and in those archives, those of you who listen to us in the past of all of the broadcasts and the podcasts that we've done throughout the days. Amen. Amen. We know that this is a great time and a festive time for this time of the year as we move forward into the holy day seasons and the times that we do things that somewhat pleasing to the Lord, and that is, we just want to say that we're glad to be back of being alive with you, saying that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. You know, we've been very, very, very excited about what the Lord wants to talk to us about today. My wife and I talked on the last podcast that we did together, Marla and I, my wife, who we talked about the spirit of fear. And fear is the acronym that we say in Christendom, false evidence appearing real. That's the acronym. F false E evidence A appearing are real. Well, and as I shared in the last broadcast, I don't want to make people think that in the last podcast, I don't want to make people think that the actual that there's no fear in the earth at all. I don't want you to think that the word fear is just a myth and that it does not exist, because fear has a lot of variations, and fear itself, the word, personally, as I shared with you in the last podcast, is the word itself is a personality, because first of all, fear is the word fear within itself brings about the scariness of the undoubtful, not knowing of situation in life. And so when you say fear, we know that the opposite in Christendom of fear is faith. So that means that somewhere in between that, we have to find out, do we believe in fear or do we believe in faith? Faith in what? Faith in, basically we want to say faith in God, but faith in anything outside of fear. And that's why I asked the question today, whose report will we believe? The report of the Lord says that, who has believed thy report, Isaiah said, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And Isaiah, the prophet, in Isaiah chapter 53, was really giving us a very vivid understanding that there are elements that exist in the world today. And so what we're going to be talking about on today's podcast, and I asked the questions on, we're going to be talking about the word Halloween and the words that we use, trick or treat. Now, I know that for the fact that we want to deal with that from the perspective, that's the reason why my wife and I talked about the spirit of fear on the last podcast, because we wanted to kind of give you an understanding that this time of the year that is being celebrated throughout the world now, basically, is a time that people are promoting fear. Fear, 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 fear. As a matter of fact, the base scripture that we use in this podcast was out of the book of Hebrews. Now, this is a Bible thing. This is on the Bible side. So we really want you to really listen to what we're saying here. This particular thing that we're sharing here from the scripture. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, it begins with verse 14, and it says this: For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. We're talking about Jesus here. That through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil. And deliver them, talking about you and me, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, the last time Marla and I on the podcast, we talked to you about fear and what fear actually means. Fear means that a person is subject to bondage. A person is subject to bondage. And so, therefore, as Marla shared it out of the dictionary, special meaning, means actually you have become a slave to doubts and things that are unknowing to you. And so therefore, what we really want you to understand is that the Lord does not desire for us to fear, because fear within itself is not of God. As a book, as a matter of fact, the book of Timothy tells us, and Timothy's writing, he says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. That's right. So we're not to be afraid. We're not to be in the despair or a feeling of not knowing. Now, I mean, we're acquainted with this fear. We're acquainted with these pains. We're acquainted with these doubts. These are feelings that we have, that feel that we are in danger, or that there's trouble around. We can even be worried, or we can have an anxiety about a thing, or either we can be tormented by it. And these things can cause us, our feelings can cause us to have fear. Now, I just want you to know that that's an emotion. Now, emotions are a part of the sensory mechanisms of the body. And, you know, we have five senses, our eyes, our nose, our ears, you know, our seeing, our smelling, our feeling and touching. And this is one of the parts of the emotions. We sense or we feel the spirit of fear. Now, I want to say this, that fear, as the scripture goes on to tell us, has torment. And it's not a good thing for us to be captivated by it, because it takes us away from the realm of the reality of faith, or it takes us away from the realm of the reality that the Lord exists, because what fear really says is that God is not real and he does not exist. Actually, that's at the end of the day, because fear brings death. And a lot of people feel like, and I want you to hear me very well today, a lot of people feel like that death is the last thing and that there's nothing after it. And I'm leading up to some things here because I want you to have a real understanding of where we're coming from today. A lot of people feel that after death, there's nothing. There's no existence of life after death. So some people live their whole lives saying, well, what's the sense of me really being anything or achieving anything or doing anything? Because my life is not worth anything. And so when I die, it's going to be all over. So I might as well do it, all that I want to do here, whatever my body dictates to me or my mind dictates to me, how I should carry on or how I should act, that's what I'm going to do. And friend, that's totally opposite of what the real truth is. The real truth is that you and I have purpose in this life, and that you and I have very much a meaning of life, and that we do have a lot to live for. Even some people want to commit suicide because they feel like, excuse me, please. Some people desire to commit suicide because they feel like there's nothing to live for. They have nothing in light of. And so this particular time of the year promotes those type of things. It promotes the spirit of fear. It promotes the attitude that we don't care. That's not really important for me to live. So that's why the Hebrew writer says that all of our lifetime we were subject to bondage. Through death, he says, and God delivered us through fear of death. Now, we were all of our lifetime subject to the bondage of it. And so what I want to say to you today is that, and I shared this in the last podcast with Marlo, and as we shared, that the end result of fear is death. The end result of fear is death. I'm a little nasally, so you have to excuse me today. I just want to say that. The change of the weather has got a little bit on me, but amen. I just thank God for my healing. I thank God for my deliverance. But I want to say this to you today. As you listen to this podcast, I want you to understand that fear has no dominion over you. It has no place in your life. You have the power to overcome, and you have overcome fear, and you can overcome that through the word of God. Now, I asked some pointed questions in the podcast, and I want to ask the question, trick or treat. That's what we are celebrating in this thing called Halloween. Now, I do not reverence the day. I don't call it a holy day because some people call it a holiday, which is actually, if you really break down the word H-O-L-I, it's a holy day. It's not a holy day. It's not a holiday. It's not a day of holiness and righteousness as far as I'm concerned, because of the fact that it is a celebration of the dead who were lost and their souls are in limbo. That's the origin of this thing that we call Halloween. And so Let's talk about that for the. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about that word Halloween. What did it really come from? What did it really originate? The word Halloween really originated as an ancient. It was an ancient Celtic harvest, and the festival of that word that they celebrated at that particular time was called sowing, which you know that time it. What it means is that they celebrated the actual spirit of the dead. And they thought that these people would come back and revisit their homes with all kind of ghosts and goblins. These people would come back from the grave to revisit them. And to all kinds of ghosts, goblins, witches, devils, demons. They believed that they were roaming about during this particular time of the year. Now, these things took place around about the 9th century, and the sad part about this is that the Catholic Church grafted the Christians onto the pagan holiday. This is actually ridiculous to me. And it was named now, actually, the day is the day before All Saints Day. And actually, the day is supposed to be All Hallows Eve, which is the next day after, which is tomorrow, is for our celebration as believers of All Saints Day, from the people who gave their lives for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I say it, and I'm saying this to you because I really want you to understand that we have been so twisted in Christendom, and we want people to know the truth. The truth of the matter is that this is a derivative. This is an offshoot. This is a camouflage of what we're really supposed to be celebrating. Actually, the enemy took the day, and through pagan celebrations and pagan festivals and feasts of this day, made it to be Halloween, in which all the people celebrate with ghosts, goblins, and witches and devils or demons. So, one more time, the actual day that should be celebrated here is All Hallows Day, which means holy, which means righteous. And so it is the next tomorrow. If you go, you can even go look at your calendar and it will say, tomorrow will say All Saints Day. What is All Saints Day? All Saints Day really means that that people who really gave their lives for the gospel, for the cause of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, were martyred, were killed, their lives were taken because of the truth that they stood for in the days when the gospel was not exactly as popular. It's not popular now, but it is more tolerated than it was then. Because they were calling them, these people were saying that Jesus actually was raised from the dead. And this is the gospel. And that he came to save men and to stop us from living in limbo. And that there were not, we didn't have to go around celebrating the dead as of such. But that we could celebrate life. And as the Hebrew writer says, we were through all our lifetime in bondage. Now, the Celtics called this holiday sowing. Now, sowing is a this place where we say that the dead revisit their homes. Now, or the people in whom they've had is called in terms of family. This holiday was introduced to the United States in the last century by the Irish immigrants. Now, Irish people came over as largely secular occasions, they call it trick or treating, or making mischief. Now, trick or treating. This is a belligerent this is a pagan movement. Now, I don't know why people don't feel that. And the sad thing about this is that most people celebrate this day but not understanding the real meaning behind it. And this is during the time. Now, I want to give you a little bit of insight. you know, New Age religion and all this stuff, mostly they advocate that these things are okay. And I want to say this. This thing is now being celebrated. First of all, it was an offshoot from the Catholic Church. Now it's being celebrated in the church. And church people are saying, well, you know, we call this harvest time, we call this da-da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, let's call it what it is. It is the Hallow Eve of All Saints Day. And we need to allow people to have an understanding, especially in the house of God, that these things that we celebrate, and I want to say it this way, and I don't want anybody to be offended. Well, I know you're going to be offended either way I go, so I'll just say it. We're not to celebrate this day because of the fact that it is a pagan day. It is a day that was it was an offshoot of the actual day that we should be commemorating the saints who gave their lives for the cause of the gospel. Now, trick. That's what I call a trick. It was a trick by the devil. It was a trick by the enemy himself, through these pagans called the Celtics, to bring this holiday into its reality. And they did a very good job, because this thing is highly celebrated throughout all of the world. And so, you know, it is a trick. You know, what somebody said, anyway, you know, let's just give a real general meaning of a trick. What is a trick exactly? A trick is, it is a... Oh, you're going to like this one. This is a very elementary definition, but it's something that is done to a fool. It's a trick. It is something that, I won't say a fool. Okay, I'll take that back. It is something done to fool us. Okay. And if we are fooled by it, then I would like to say that we become a part of the trick. And that is, we become foolish about what we are dealing with around us. In other words, it's a lie. It's a trick. And one person said to me one time, they said, Jerry, you can't be tricked unless there's trick in you. In other words, you can't be fooled unless there's foolishness in you. You can't be lied to unless there's lies in you. And so what I'm saying to us today is that this festival that we're celebrating trick or treating through the guise of Halloween. Well, if trick is to be something that's to be done, it's to outwit you, to cheat you, it's for mischief, it's a prank. And one thing I hate are pranks. You know, when people pull pranks on us and somebody says, oh, pranks are okay, they're just, really? I mean, that's a thin line with the prank deal. Because pranks are geared towards tricking or fooling an individual. Now, there are good pranks in terms of somebody want to give somebody a surprise birthday party, or a surprise whatever, that's within the means of good. But basically, pranks are set up around fooling and tricking somebody and to make them look foolish or feel foolish in order to bring fear. That's the end result of it. Have you ever seen somebody that they got these all movies out called Scare Tactics? And all these things that are, I mean, all these, this is the Halloween time. This is the time that fear is being promoted all throughout the airwaves, in commercials, in retail. You've got movies about it, Friday the 13th, and all types of stuff with Freddy Krueger, and all of these types of movies that are out in the circuit now, that are demonstrating fear. Friday the 13th, as I shared, all of these days and all these times where people are promoting the actual spirit of fear with masks and goblins and the ghost masks and witches and brooms. You know, all this stuff. All these things are to promote fear. Man, my time's running out. But here we go. Now, listen. The biggest thing that we want to talk about today, as we move forward, as we've talked about, we've shared with you about the word trick. Now, is Halloween a trick or is it a treat? I mean, come on, let's be real about this. Is it a trick? Is it a trick? Is it a trick or is it a treat? I came to tell you today that Halloween is a trick. It is not a treat. It is not something that you and I should embrace. It's not something that you and I should have anything to do with overall as believers. Well, somebody says, well, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. It's not harmful. It's very, it's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. Why? Because these people who originated this day were celebrating around the 9th century, were celebrating their dead coming back to life to basically haunt them during this time of the year. Okay, now listen. You know, here's the definition of treat. It's this very elementary definition, and that is to deal with or to act towards in a certain way in terms of to try to cure or heal as with medicine. Now, if a treat, and we're talking about the doctors now, we're talking about the actual root word of it. It's the actual word for treating somebody, to make them better, to make them feel good, or to make them have a better quality of life. And the promotion of this particular thing is not giving us a good quality of life. I can tell you that right now. And you know what? My time is running out. Here's the day. We're going to talk about the most frequent asked questions as we move forward in this broadcast. I feel that I must finish this. As a matter of fact, we've got a few minutes left, but I want to finish this. I know that the day will be gone, but Halloween, the festivity of it is to bring about the spirit of fear. And the modern celebration, it's a fire festival. And the word is, like I said, it's pronounced Samhain. And Samhain is really a time which defines the dead being alive again, coming back, symbolizing a time of harvest, and it's the initiation of a winter season. This last to May, during which in those ancient times, the subjects and the people who celebrated this holiday Samhain were actually they celebrated throughout. From the fall all through the winter into almost the summertime, this particular type of feast, the spirit of fear. Well, I can tell you now, I won't have much longer to deal with this today, but by the grace of God, we're going to finish this in our next podcast, and we're going to answer some questions like, why do we celebrate today? And why do we say trick-or-treating? And what is the origin of it? Is it a fall festival? We're going to go and we're going to deal with those things. But today, as we come to a close, I want to tell you, friend, if you're afraid, if you're full of fear, and I know that some of you are going to go out and celebrate this night, this day today, I want to tell you that for the sake of the gospel, for those of us who are believers, this is a pagan holiday, and it's not to be celebrated by you and me as believers. As we come to the land of the broadcast, I want to tell you that I love you in Jesus' name. And I want to know, can you tell me whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? I just want you to know that. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe his report today? His report. His report, friends. His report. It is his report. It is his report that says you and I are filled. His report says I am healed.